Oh. Thank you. Thank all of you for coming out tonight, spend the evening with us. We are here for a couple of reasons. Let's see. One is that we love Austin. Another one is that we're not out with Fleetwood Mac. So I guess we don't love them. But the main reason that we are here tonight is that Warner Brothers wanted to put out a best of anthology compilation of my solo work. And that's been really a joy for me to kind of curate. You know, I'm kind of someone who wants to keep looking forward and not so much dwell in the past. And yet, in the process of putting all this 35-year plus body of work together, I had sort of an epiphany about it. I think I'd always had an academic appreciation of what that body of work represented. But in going through the curation of it and really looking at it all in one place, I was really taken by not only how fresh and modern much of it still sounds, but more importantly, how it cohered from start to finish. And so it was kind of a catharsis to go through this and put it together. And I think by the same token for us up here, celebrating something like that, that specific has been kind of cathartic in the context of getting to do quite a bit of new material that's never been done on stage before. So we're so happy you're here to share that with us. Thank you all for coming. nobody knew. Well, that's been a problem. Feeling unseen. Just like I'm living someone's dream. What am I doing?
You.
Hush. We have a few friends and even a couple of family members here tonight, and it's always great to get those who know in support of what you're doing. But really, I think just all of you coming out to support what we're doing, it means so much, because indeed we are making a new start here. You guys are all part of that. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Oh, Thank you. Thank you.
Again, thank you so much. We're just going to do a couple more and get out of here. But before that, just want to take a quick minute, say a word about the guys that are up here with me. Love them all to death. I feel lucky to be on the same stage with them. Starting with the man back here on the drums. This is a guy that I've been hearing about for a few years and yet did not really get the chance to work with him until last year. And it was really a revelation. He is so the man for this job, for the approach that we have going here. I can't imagine anyone else doing it. He is just the best. He's also, he cooks for us on the bus. I don't know. But he is killing it every night. He is Mr. Jimmy Paxson! Gentleman right here on the bass, occasionally on guitar, and of course on a lot of vocals. He is someone that I had worked with years ago on the Out of the Cradle tour. And he was living in LA then, and then he kind of moved out of town and went on to some other things. And we didn't see each other for a very long time, and luckily a couple of years back we reconnected, and again, very lucky that happened. He comes in and fills in a part that was kind of missing and reinvented a whole aspect that we have going up here in a way that, you know, he and Jimmy together are really just killing it. And he on his own is just superb at everything. And we are lucky to have him. He is Mr. Federico Poe! The gentleman way in the back here, we were actually a little worried about him earlier. He was, we thought he was threatening to wear some kind of chrome suit out there. And I said, you have my blessing to do that. And I think common sense prevailed. And I think, you know, Austin is not the town for that. Right here now. You know, someplace else. Maybe Vegas. Yeah. Anyway, he plays keyboards. He plays a lot of samples back there. But I do have to admit, there's much of the time I'm not quite sure what he's doing. Perhaps trying on clothes. I don't know. Doesn't matter. We couldn't do this without him. He's an integral part of this whole thing. And we love him to death. He's worked with us for years and years. He is Mr. Michael Kiyanka! And lastly, this gentleman here, you know him, you love him. He has been involved in so many things that I have also been involved with. We've been down many of the same roads for a good many years, and he knows where all the bodies are buried. It's true. Not that we're looking for any, but yeah, stay away from that. But he is a close friend, someone I've known for so many years, and keyboards, guitars, vocals, and always words of wisdom for me if I'm somehow not quite grasping what needs to be going on. He'll always have my back, and I love him for that. He is Mr. Brett Tuggle! Yeah. And of course, the last piece in this puzzle. as old as you guys. And again, thank you all for coming and being supportive. We are indeed making a new start. We'll be back next year with a new, brand new album. And we got some stuff to do here. So thank you for being in at the beginning. We love you guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Deep down.